The story is recorded by Mr. Edgar Joseph. It's a story about a hunter.
Once upon a time, you know, this boy been born up, you know. Born up on the east side of the race. They're feeling kind of sick all the time.
Yeah. Can you tell us the story in Indian language, in your language?
Well, you know, that the one that chill yours is the fact that Bohola and there's a long, long flying all the time, water. So it's just that mountain, Hills here, soon. I don't know how many years, going over that, he grew up, but he leaned on it. The time to don't go now, you know, anyway. That's our language.
That's good.
So, Niyak, or the Niyak, and what our children are, that's it. Reason. So, it's the, what our, in the talks, jokes, we can do on the, that took a time to start to walk around. The ground says, you know, it's not 10 years. So, it's on the road. He took axe, cut his own interest down a couple of years. Totally in it, isn't it? What happened to go to the planet? He was swimming back to work. He says, stump, throw, so he chopped that. And he said, oh! You cut me. I'm hurt to see that tree, you know. And then blood come out of that fish. So, the trees actually walk away. From there, I started to chop some sticks. Oh! You cut me. He started to walk away all the time. That's in the fall time now. Well, it was after all time, all winter long. Before he go, he chop anything, stick, he said, oh, you hurt me. He said, Abba, no cigarette. He said, I would do this, try to walk in again. And that's a long, long time. And then, He finds his friend. This is how it started for the world. He got caught out here. So go to the sun. Don't go soon. Near enough soon, soon here. He near enough soon, he was just so down there. So what? It's all down there, isn't it? But to say no to stuff, I'm not going to talk about it. Knapa, meditation, nature, that is, if you come with me, tell me, take a drink with me, so okay, oh, maybe it's a good idea, still not looking very nice. He could get a ticket, you know. He was there. He's got lots of sheep. Poor sheep. He was in for units, so they all were set up by campfire. Oh, he got all mad and then. Next one says, well, I'll go for that, or you can go along, you know, I can. We only, well, find you find that if you find good fish, we can't pay. He tells us. Okay. Oh. Well, who used to own you that he could have sold? He tells me. All right. He didn't see where, but he knew. That one, no. No way. So we started walking. I'm throwing it. He also doesn't do anything, but that little fella, come on, he got punched. Who's forced him to again? So that didn't turn in. He had to make camp. Just throwing it. But that fella, he's got no mouth. I think he's got. He's still part doing it. So, he's thinking about it. He's just watching it. Every time they roast the chicken, they just give half to his. Give half to him. They keep half to 7 days. He just gave it off that dog one of us. The shop went in there and just do a lot of bone like that. And just put the bone over there. Look like they don't eat nothing, but they eat it. Oh, when did he go up there with more time? He's called us, man. I got out of that other one. He's got sperm bull, crooked bull. I'm not sure how he did it. Also, he helped. I won't tell him. Well, brother, that's how I want it. Make a bow for you, he tells me. No stick and don't that. No stick is just too covered. No, it's been too much. And then, all right, if you want to. I said make bow. Make good bow. If that bull who's here, so you can remember it. All right, so then they took that bull and went out to hunting it all day long. The next camp, they in the camp thing that man there. And then he just make up at that little, don't come around them. So when Dad came out, he'd come around. He got nothing. He can't kill nothing with that bull. I wish they would never start eating. Next day, started off again. That night you don't do nothing to them. And then he started to walk on. He finally go back to his bull. And he come to with a bunch of chickens again. Very surprised with and he cooked for him and then he ate it all. Next year he started doing that. But I don't know how they just lift each other again. I just Hi. It's nice for coming on. Taking okay. Safe. You said what it is for the time. Really? What is it? On the area. And the question is, I don't know how to smoke on it. I walk by and they start a, somebody start hollering down that hill. So they don't see the evening to ship. They try to pull that snail portal back, but they had to kill her family. They pulled up halfway and slide down. Hey, help me. He said, just for nothing by himself. So she walked behind him. He tried to pull it up, he just pulled halfway up and slide on it. Well, that boy let it run there. You get your whole gutters. So they start pulling the window, but I pushed the building. Pushed the building. Showed up to the van. Oh, gosh. What's wrong with that? They never helped me before. Why he helped me? Oh. Yeah. Hey, you go make camp up here so you can still not. All right. You stay with me. You can stop me now. That's, I don't know what that calling is. They kill people, I guess, I don't know. And then they pick up the ears, and they got all the loot of that ears. And that's it. So, he eats something. What they got in here. And I start to cook myself, but and then you just, nothing, you just look in the sack and you find some kind of ears. Took our ears out and you just chew that up. He gave some cheese from it. He don't eat that kind of food. He's scared of them, but guys, you know. Hey, you eat that and then don't leave from behind. All right. Hey, and start to go again, walk. And he walk. Another fella come on. Cat come on. And he followed that too. He's from Beaverton on the back of the green stripes. So that's in stock. Wolverine track. That's Wolverine. Instead of walking on that Beaverton, halfway he threw and then they broke his teeth. Very well quick. Hey, father, I walked down the stairs. Hey, where did you come from? Oh, I walk around, but I find the track, so I follow that. This is He had to put good matches under him. He slept there. All night he slept warm. Early in the morning, he slept on the snow. That matches him. Fire is gone. So it was that Wolverine on it. You find out. That's a long story. But I can tell more about it. Hold on. Going down the street, his little son all the time, his enemy. He beat all the time. He's sick, he thought he was sick now. And all his life, time where he was that way. Oh, all the bones, all the bones, straight away. So he said, go down the knee of the tunnel. Children, when he saw that, he said, move around. Oh, will you go hold it like that? He said, took it on our attitude. Clean out those words, grab you. So then he said, man, so pack it on the hole, too. He did it, could have. I said to his friends over that tinny over him. I was under with a cardio. And he cut dry wood. And then that tinny said, Baba, you hurt me. Right? So they let him go. He could be in place, he cut not on again. Baba, same way. Abba, you hurt me. So, I say, what do I say? That's why they catch his blood come out in it every time. Look on hall, doctor, they go to kill it. He started to walk around, he started to walk. He was down there, we could have do some young guy, that time. That got held on. What the one did with that? Me in Ashti O'Neill. So I thought I went out. Or two, because it's not a stress, because it's not a stress. Do you want to do one thing else? And then I got held on. Time. Listen, you're kicking your heartstrings. This and got that little open. This is the open of your life. And so tired of kids and so whatever I said and then it to take in O'Connor food. But as you do, when I do it was on this new one. You know that little boy, no old Nishlam. So then they don't go that, could I have a chunk. And so George Cross can be just losing or to lose when they go that.
Took the bark off the spruce. So bad, anyway.
So they kicked him back up and then they cut him up and then went on the back of the tornado. And I followed them, sometimes just going down instead of rock. Some cotton wood is not floating. And birch wood is not floating. You just rock it off and just hold on off the gut with the side of it. And you find the...
Not English.
Oh. Well, so far. It's not just a survived in the village or so, so they one piece of toilet with us. They took us from the Italian, the Yanko Italian. Or the Yanko horse, the Yanko horse. It goes so far, but they slowed me it. So I thought, that's the flame going to be. It was a good address to pull out and it was a good car. So I was good on our trip. Anything you bought, you chicken, anything. You sell them down, just take it easy. Cook them, but you just eat up with meat. Good, so you look at it. You look at the bone, you know, that the respiratory, the garden, and that's the one going to have, you know, that headpiece. Not one we like to find out. In the middle, timber good, so they start working. Who knows, told me that good, but I knew what happens. Could I touch that? That's Sayaka. They made it. Good on. So, that everything fits. And then that boat, that canoe, the bottom, everything they think of that is trying to make that him is that himself good now. And then start to work on it. Oh. You go in this, Could I, you know, those spruce timber, roots in, try to get them too. He cut them lots of that. And then, so give it, take it as it, and I'm tired. Who's going to do that? That's what he told me. I won't lay down to rest. He lay down to rest. He said, oh my God, why would he go to sleep? He said, oh, could I eat not down? But it's not the dogs to him. Hey, the last of all, what's this?